left of me. Joker's to the right, here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you.
Today is National Middle Child Day to all of you and yours. I'm a middle child, and so I've always been interested in birth order and what does that mean for people. Tonight we have with us Dr. Michael Maniacci, a licensed psychologist with offices in Naperville and Chicago. He's a professor, an author, and a lecturer on this very issue. Hello, how are you?
I am well. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming in. So let's talk about, just generally speaking, is this an accepted area of study and an accepted area of helping people deal with who they are?
Yes. It's been around, first identified in the Old Testament in the Bible, but the first serious scientific mention of it was in 1918.
Okay.
So it's been around a while.
All right. So let's get right to it. Let's start with middle children, because today is National Middle Child Day. And then we'll talk about the rest of the types of birth orders. What does a middle child, what are some of the characteristics?
It depends very much on what the oldest born is like and the youngest born is like. But in general, middle children are peacekeepers, diplomats, pleasers. Their mission in life is to hold hands with everybody and sing kumbaya.
And why is that? Just I know that's a loaded question that probably has been studied for decades, but why is a middle child in that situation?
More often than not, it's because the oldest child occupies the role of the leader, the one who's in charge, telling people what to do. The youngest born is usually, though not always, the baby, the one who gets a lot of attention. The middle child tends to be the one who feels that's not fair. The oldest born bosses everyone around. The youngest born gets all the attention. Why is that? So the oldest and the youngest tend to squeeze the middle child out. So the middle child says, that's not fair. I don't have a role in the family, and wants to make sure that nobody ever again feels squeezed out.
So in this case, are there certain professions that you see? And obviously, there are exceptions to this, and not every firstborn is a leader, and not every middle child is a kumbaya singer. But what are the what kind of occupations do you see middle children sort of falling into?
Overwhelmingly human resource people, diplomats at the United Nations, hostage negotiators. They want to talk people down. They want to make sure everybody's okay.
It's interesting because I think that as a middle child, I think I am a quintessential middle child, because as a lawyer, to me, fairness is really important. Mm-hmm. And I see inequities in things and I want to fix them. Mm-hmm. And when you see maybe your big brother who gets to go out and stay out really late, that's not fair. And then you see your sister who's younger get to do whatever she wants, eat whatever she wants, eat between meals, because the parents just sort of said, okay, I've had enough. I didn't have to be that strict. I was probably too strict with those two. So all of that unfairness, I think, probably did generate this idea for me that it's important to try to make the world a little better.
And more often than not, they do make it better. When it's a problem, they make it better for everyone but themselves. And middle children are quite renowned for having a sense of resentment that, gee, I take care of everybody, who takes care of me? If you want to win a middle child over, be nice to her. Give her things.
We're talking to Dr. Michael Maniacci about birth order. If you have any questions about that or any comments, give us a call here, 312-981-7200. I'll be fair with you because I'm a middle child. So let's talk about firstborns now. Let's talk a little bit about what it means to be a firstborn and what different kinds of treatments firstborns get in the sibling lineup.
Most firstborns often are first grandchildren. Not all, but most. And simply by birth, they change the role for the parents. So they're very special. They're looked on as bringing something different to the table. They are the test waffles, as my mentor used to say to me, that the parents get to test everything on. Oldest borns are usually what's known as active controllers. They're the ones who want to make sure everything's taken care of. Because if anything goes wrong, it's usually the oldest born who gets yelled at. And the magic phrase is, you should have known better.
Ah.
So what my mentor used to say is, parents should all over the oldest born. He should know better. He shouldn't do this. And they feel that if anybody does anything and anything goes wrong, they will be yelled at. So let me just do it. So I know everything goes well. Medically, they suffer from a lot of psychosomatic symptoms and a lot of medical conditions. Usually, they're most likely to have heart disease, hypertension, ulcers, because they're always under pressure.
Interesting. And does it change the dynamic? I guess you're going to talk about only children because that's a whole different birth order issue. But it doesn't matter how many other children there are. That firstborn is always given that sort of attention in that and the blame in some ways and the high expectations.
A professor at Emory University did studies cross-culturally and found that oldest borns are remarkably similar in Ghana, in China, in New York, in Chicago. There's something cross-culturally all the way back to Egypt about being the firstborn that just carries that burden with it. They've been carrying the burden for a long time, and we should all thank them, otherwise they yell at us.
Does it matter too much whether there's, does the gender matter? So if it's a firstborn boy versus a firstborn girl, does that matter a lot? Or is it more important that it's the birth order that counts?
Birth order is important. Gender is very important. If the parents, it's important to them. The more similar the parents are, the less likely gender is an issue. If little Billy at 3 years old can't see much of a difference between mom and dad, then it doesn't matter much. But if dad has very traditional sexual stereotypes, mom has very traditional, then you often have two firstborns in the family, the firstborn male and the firstborn female, and they don't cross each other. So that helps.
And what kinds of professions do you see firstborns fall into?
Overwhelmingly, presidents of the United States are firstborns, four-star generals in the military, admirals, CEOs of Fortune 500 companies, and one of my favorites, professors, math and science teachers, overwhelmingly oldest borns.
Why math and science teachers?
Right. Black and white.
Okay.
Most likely to practice the creative arts, middle children. It's not right and wrong. Everybody can win. Everybody can get a prize. Most likely to be bi or trilingual, middle borns. Most likely to be musical, middle borns. Oldest borns tend to occupy math and science.
I'm just trying to get my brain around it. So because they're in a situation where they want to lead and things are black and white, whereas a middle child is maybe rebelling a little bit and is using that creative side rather than the black and white side?
Yes. And you're also skipping one.
You're skipping,
second
right.
Borns.
They're second borns, too. And I guess
they're more the rebels.
Okay. So the second borns, and we don't always, we have a second born, could be a middle child.
Depending, right.
Right. So you kind of have a cross title on that one. But what are the traits of the second born?
If you're interested, MIT did a long-term study. His name is Frank Soloway. And his title of the book is about second borns, called Born to Rebel. The overwhelming majority of scientific, political, economic revolutionaries throughout history have been second borns. They look at the oldest born and say, where you succeed, I'll ignore. Where you ignore, I'll succeed. It's sometimes colloquially called the teeter-totter effect, like on a playground, the teeter-totter. So if the oldest born is into order, second borns want no order.
Ah.
Just to show they're different. See, as long as there's order, oldest borns can hold it over, saying, I was born first. So second borns want to say, look, there's no order. Everybody should get a clean slate. Why am I not as important as he is?
Interesting. Let's take a break here. When we come back, we're going to be talking more to Dr. Michael
Mariachi.
Mariachi. I said Mariachi, I think. I probably said that. I was thinking about a
After
Mariachi.
After the break, I'll sing.
Okay, that's good, because I could use some tequila. Anyway, give us a call here if you have a question about birth order, middle children, or anything in that category. 312-981-7200. Happy Middle Child Day. We're here with Dr. Michael Mariachi, who is an expert on the issue of birth order. What does that mean for your personality? What does that mean for how you conduct yourself in relationships, at work, and how do you parent? We got some callers calling in, and I'd like to go to Lynn. Hi, Lynn. Welcome to my show. How are you?
I am well, thank you.
Do you have a question for my guest?
Yes. So my question is, I am the oldest of my mother's children, the middle of my father's, and my parents divorced when I was 4, with the oldest staying with my father. Where does that place me in birth order?
I'm going to put you on hold, Lynn, because there's a little background noise, but Dr. Maniacci is going to answer your question.
Potentially in a psychologist's office, but other than that, you might have a blend of both, oldest and middle, depending on how old you were when you were adopted. Children who tend to be adopted after 5 years old retain the birth order of their family of origin. If they're adopted before they're 5, they just take it on. If you're a blend of an oldest born and a middle, you're going to be what is sometimes called a reluctant boss. You're going to tell everyone what to do, but feel guilty about it, and then bring in bagels the next morning to make everyone feel better.
Absolutely. Let's see. Let's go. I'm going to go to the phones again, and then I'm going to. Oh, that's funny, Karen. Oh, this is good. Hi. This is Karen. Is this Karen?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were calling me Karen, but you're a Karen.
Yes.
Okay, what's your question for Dr. Maniacci?
I'd like to know if comedians are generally a certain birth order.
Ah, he knows the answer to it. Very good. Thanks for the call.
Yes, the overwhelming majority are youngest borns.
And that brings us to youngest borns. What are the characteristics of the youngest born?
Youngest borns usually have two dominant traits. One, they're masters at putting other people into their service, getting a lot of attention, playfulness. One fascinating study found them overwhelmingly represented as voted class clowns in high school. They're also most likely to get the highest education of anybody in the family and live the farthest from home. As if they're going to show, you see, you thought I was the baby all these years. But the running joke I have is they're also the ones at home whose DVDs and DVRs are still blinking because no one's there to program it for them.
Okay.
And they're looking for someone to do it for them.
So on the negative side, you could say manipulative a little bit.
If we're lucky.
but in one of your lectures, which is on YouTube, I highly recommend anyone who's interested in this to check out Dr. Maniacci. Just Google it. And is it called Parenting University or something?
Parent University. Yeah, I speak at a lot of them throughout the...
Yeah, I think it was at one of the local schools. I think it was Lyons Township. Yeah. But anyway, you were talking about how, you know, the firstborn, the parents are taking pictures and videos, and the second one, they're doing the same, a little bit less. But by the time they get to the last child, they're like, okay, we don't need to do that. So that child is, in some ways, kind of crying out for attention.
Yes. Actually, a brilliant study was done by simply counting the number of photos in family albums across birth order, and it exactly filled the pattern. Only children oldest born overwhelmingly had the most. The fewest were youngest borns.
And there was also a study that you cited in your lecture about how some people will actually study the photos themselves.
Yes.
And they can tell so much about where people are in birth orders by
looking at the family,
by the dynamic. And what kinds of things, for example, do you see in photos that can tell you those things?
Oldest borns usually stand closest to the parents and stand up, whereas the youngest borns tend to be kneeling down or sitting down. They tend to be with the hands on their heads and shoulders as if they're pets being petted. And middle children, they're on the side. No one notices them.
Oh, I'm feeling sorry for myself.
Well, everyone needs a hobby.
Okay, so I have a texter from the 708 that says, what is the doctor's opinion on late accident babies where there's a big age gap, maybe decades, between siblings and the child's parent is of the grandparent's age?
That's me.
That's you.
My oldest sister is 20 years old, isn't I?
Oh, my goodness.
I'm the youngest of 5. To this day, I still refer to myself as the accident, and they all still call me the mistake.
Oh, and I'm feeling sorrier for you than for me.
The technical phrase, seriously, is called super baby or whoops baby. Yeah, they tend to have some of the traits of only children, some of the traits of youngest.
Because it's almost like they're starting all over again at that point, right?
When I was learning family therapy, my teacher, my professor, looked at me and said, oh, my God, you had 5 mothers. I did, and all of them were Italian. So, yes, I was raised by 5 people, not just my mom.
And that brings me to a question that our 727 area code has. What about people who are 3rd or 9th out of 12? I actually dated a gentleman who was the number 13 out of 13, and it just seemed like he was being mothered by all of them, and it was just an interesting dynamic.
In general, it's not as solid research, but the larger the family, the healthier the kids. and it's hard to understand why. It is only, for example, 13 from the parents' perspective. From each child, they cluster within groups of 5 to 7 years. So he may have defined himself as the youngest of the last three.
Oh, okay.
So the middle may identify himself as the middle of the middle five. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
It's only 13 from the parents' perspective. From each child, it's as if that child is the center of the universe.
And would you also have to factor in that, generally speaking, a family of 13 is going to be socioeconomically maybe a little bit less advantaged than a family that has, say, two children?
Yes. One of the increasing phenomenons, a new study was just published, it's called the vanishing middle child, because it is the fastest disappearing birth order in the world.
And why is that?
People having two children.
Yeah, that's
it.
Yeah.
The largest growing for the last 25 years is only children. That's the largest growing birth order position. But that's skewed because of China, because of the one-child policy for 40 years, and that's one-sixth of the world's population.
Is there some idea that if you have a country that is limiting the birth of children to one, that you're going to have a country of only children, and that's going to change the dynamic of
that's currently China, and sociologists are looking at that as we speak, of whether they'll be more difficult to negotiate with, whether they will be willing to share and open up. Obviously, there are cultural issues not related to birth order,
sure.
But they are looking at, yeah.
And I want to get to only children, but I want to take this call because Diana has been holding. Hi, Diana. Welcome to WGN. You have a question for Dr. Maniacci.
Hi, Karen. I love your show.
Hi, thank you.
I just have to tell you one thing, that I am a middle child, and I'm totally the kumbaya one.
Oh, you are. Maybe we can
totally.
Sing together after the show.
Yeah, I will. my question is, I adopted a newborn baby, but she was... The woman already had two children. Now, Mia would have been a third, and there was a fourth after that. So where would that place her? And she's an only child in my family.
Only child. She was adopted
yes.
as an infant. So that's the only
yes.
universe she's known. As far as we can tell, birth order doesn't seem to have any genetic basis. It's pretty much a social phenomenon. So you probably have an only child.
Yes.
Thank you for the call, and I guess we should talk about only children. There's a notion that only children are selfish and they can't share, but I've also read the opposite, that because they've never had to share, they're more willing to share because they've never had to fend for food or toys.
Yes. My joke about that is, you can usually tell the only child the first day of kindergarten, he's the one that shows up carrying a briefcase. Only children usually never knew they were children. They usually think they're adults who've been left in the dryer too long.
And explain why that is, because it makes a lot of sense.
Well, parents rarely speak baby talk to only children, and they get a lot of attention for everything they do. They tend to compare themselves to the parents, so they set their goals very high. And a curious phenomenon everybody knows but nobody has researched yet is the fact that most only children get to arrange their rooms any way they want, and nobody touches it. And that gives them an artificial sense of control, that they can arrange the world the way they want. The biggest difference between only children and oldest borns, a lot of exceptions are here, is that only children tend to be what's known as active controllers. They have a stake in telling people what to do so they don't get yelled at. Only children tend to be passive controllers. They don't necessarily want to tell other people what to do, but they don't want to be told what to do. That's usually the biggest difference. But again, there are exceptions.
I'm going to read one comment, and then I'm going to have you quickly comment, and then I want to talk a little bit about parenting styles coming from where you are in the birth lineup. Donald Trump is not a firstborn. He's a number four, making him an exception to the general
yes.
pattern of presidents being firstborns. Do you have any comments about that?
Yes, but also he was raised away from home.
Oh, he was raised in boarding schools, and that changes the dynamic.
Yes. One of the key things that makes birth order is the fact that it's the effect children have upon each other, the amount of time they spend interacting with each other. The less time they spend interacting with each other, the less birth order effects take place. I don't know off the top of my head when he went to boarding school, but I do know he went early.
very quickly. You're a parent and you're dealing with your children in different birth orders. What are the quick bullet points on how you should treat your children differently or not differently because they're in a certain birth order? It's a big question. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Only children, be careful you don't push them to be more social than they want to be. And be careful, they're perfectionists. So watch how much you praise them. Oldest borns, don't fight them for power. Let them be in charge, but also give them more privileges since they tend to have more responsibilities. Second borns, be careful drawing too hard a line. They're the ones who are going to want to cross it. Middle children, don't try and tell them life is fair. They'll never believe it. And then they think you don't understand them. And youngest borns, give them everything they want all the time because they've earned it. No, I'm a youngest born. I'm supposed to say that. Be careful that you don't parent them and baby them too much.
Dr. Michael Maniacci, thank you so much for joining us. Where can someone contact you if they would like some therapy or counseling or have some get some advice about these things?
Just give me a call at my office, 312-658-1315.
Thank you so much for joining us. This is the Karen Conti Show.